This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Megan Van Summeren in this morning, Mrs. Oregon for 2022. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So you are not just Mrs. Oregon, but you live in Douglas County. Tell us more about yourself.
Well, like I said, I am local. It's really exciting to be able to bring the crown home to Douglas County and celebrate everything that makes Douglas County what it is. I am actually married 2 years now. My husband works for RSPD, so we're very, very happy to be locals, very happy to be able to represent Oregon this way.
So how did you get into doing these pageants?
Well, actually, I got into the Miss America system first. I was Miss Douglas County a couple of years ago and really just got that pageant bug and really enjoyed the opportunity to make a difference and give back to communities. So my platform is Smart Reading One Page at a Time, which is all about helping children develop their literary abilities. And I've been able to see a lot of growth and development through opportunities that come through that.
So why did you pick that platform area?
Well, I am a very avid reader. I have actually read over 12,000 books in my lifetime so far.
Over what? How many?
12,000.
So do you have like a list at home?
I do. I actually read, how much was it? I read 150 books every 2 weeks for 4 months for 5 years. And so when you calculate that out, that's just around 10,000. And then for the rest of my life, you kind of add, you know, an extra couple thousand on there. And it ends up being around that number. So I have such a passion for reading and what it's done for my education, my personal, my professional life. And I want kids to have the same opportunity to grow in that as well.
So is there certain types of things you like to read, or are you all over?
I'm kind of all over the place. It really is just what I'm in the mood for. But I love anything that helps me develop my vocabulary, my knowledge, and challenges me. But I also love a good story, too.
So what have you done career-wise?
I actually am currently working with Dutch Bros Coffee. I am one of the managers for them at one of the local shops. I'm actually about to move out to Utah to help open a shop out there. So I'm kind of all over the place helping grow the company, but my dream is to be able to operate some of my own someday.
Wow. And how did you get into that?
Well, I'm a coffee addict. So I love...
Well, if you're reading that many books, you almost have to be.
I know. It's either coffee or tea, one of the two. But Dutch Bros is very much about the same thing that I am, to love all and serve all. And so I love that my career allows for me to do exactly what I do every day, being a title holder and give back to the community and make a difference through a cup of coffee. So I just fell in love with the community impact, with the positivity, the vibes. I mean, I'm sure you've come through a Dutch Bros and seen quite an experience coming through, and I love being able to be a part of that.
So you've been Mrs. Oregon for how long?
Almost a year now. I give up my crown in September. I will crown my successor, and then I'll go compete in Utah. But it's bittersweet for me.
Wow. So what happens in the Utah competition?
Same thing. So I will compete in interview, on-stage question, evening gown, and swimwear. And then from there, I go to nationals, where actually this past year I was first runner-up. So my hope is to take it all the way this year.
Wow. Be a pretty cool deal. Now, what kinds of things... doing these pageants, have you learned? Because it seems to me like they're a lot of work, but I suspect there's a lot more depth there than just maybe the front end glamour.
Oh, absolutely. I would say the thing that I've learned the most is finding who I am and how I can make a difference through that. Pageantry has a beautiful way of connecting the dots between personal growth and the personal growth that you gain to be able to push back into the community. And for so many young women, you know, you see them develop their interview skills. You see them, you know, go on stage and develop confidence in themselves and things that, you know, maybe they didn't have confidence in before. And you gain a lot of sisterhood. You meet a lot of incredible individuals and have opportunities that you don't normally come across with a platform like this one.
Now, have you made a lot of friends doing this?
I have, actually. A lot of my bridesmaids were women that I either competed alongside or met through the program. And so it's been really awesome to see how, you know, best I have friends from all over the country now because of this.
And see, a lot of people would look at it and maybe think it's a little cutthroat.
Oh, I mean, it can be, but you have to have your heart in the right place. Honestly, if you're there to make a difference and you're there to serve people and you're there to, you know, just grow communities, then it doesn't matter who gets the crown at the end of the day. What matters is the impact that you make.
So during this almost year that you've been Mrs. Oregon, what kinds of things have you done around the state?
Oh my gosh. Well, actually just yesterday I had another interview with an international pageant coach of mine, and we were able to not just spread the news about what we do, but be able to showcase that I'll be working with the West Coast with him in partnership. And I've gone to schools, had the opportunity to share, you know, my love of reading with them. I've been able to go to other pageants and support other women in their pursuits in pageantry. I mean, even Graffiti Week, that was a really big one for me, being able to just come home and enjoy the entire week of appearances, just loving on the community and celebrating a very big part of what we love in all of the summer events in Douglas County.
So, and how soon do you head off to Utah?
This week, actually. So I'm back and forth, though. I mean, I'm traveling all the time, so I'm back here like every 2 weeks or so.
Wow. So what do you think is the thing you've learned or gained maybe the most from this past year?
I would say I've gained even more confidence in what pageantry can do for what young women, and seeing the growth in myself and so many others as well. It just lights a fire and a passion even more for me, because I know the impact that it makes for young women, but I also see, you know, the impact that it makes in communities. When you are able to have the platform of a crown and sash and you can make people in the community feel loved, heard, and valued, that is the most important thing of being a title holder, is making others feel like they're the ones wearing the crown.
All right, Megan Van Summeren, Mrs. Oregon 2022. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
8:37 at the Morning Report.